This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
American Family Farmer Program. This is an hour devoted to the needs of the American family farmer, the farmers who are involved in small family businesses that support agriculture, and importantly, to the locavore movement, the movement around the country that has come about as a result of people desiring to know where their food comes from, how it's raised, how it's prepared, how it's brought to you. And this program is aimed at solving problems, looking into circumstances that present themselves, giving you best practices for some of you who are locavores, who are interested in growing your own food. There is time for that discussion here as well, plus agricultural news input from various sources around the country. Today, I'm joined by two people here on the program. One of them is my co-host on the Good Day program. Victoria Keelan is a New Yorker and has a keen interest in urban composting. She started doing it, and I thought it would make for a great conversation if she joined me and Ken Dunn, who is a driver, professional driver, has a 10-wheeler. He is a recycler. Uses his proceeds to feed the hungry, creating organic gardens and vacant lots, and has a very interesting background. Since 1972, if I understand this correctly, Mr. Dunn, you've been running a nonprofit called the Resource Center, and for a number of years, one branch of the center held a contract for removing manure from the stables used by the Chicago Police Department. There's probably a line there that we can use about the Chicago Police Department and how full they are of their own manure when it comes to how they handle the situations there. But this is not a program about that. This is a program about farming. So let's dig into it. I also see that you started City Farm, which takes urban lots. And because you're in Chicago, perhaps that's the best example. But I thought, again, I'd bring Victoria Keelan in here from New York to talk about what she's experiencing there. Welcome to our program. I think you have a great story. So where'd you come from? Are you a farm kid? How did you start? What's your interest in this from its roots?
Yeah, I came from a farm community in Kansas, and early on was very involved in all aspects, and initially I remember us farming quite in cooperation with the plants, soil, and animals, but as we grew in our debt, we also started insuring our production with herbicides, pesticides, and I felt we weren't handling them properly, and I liked the organic farming better, so I got an education ending up in Chicago and a PhD program in philosophy to find out a way to maintain a production of our food respecting both the planet and the health of our population. So I hit upon organic farming, and where better to start. In 72, I was still a student at the University of Chicago and have been doing that ever since.
Well, the organic movement wasn't really started then, so you must be, from your own definition, on the cutting edge of this, not to use too much of a cornball expression, but that does apply, it seems to me, to you. You were on this a long time before most other people were on it.
Well, actually, to be accurate, I was old school. I'm from an Amish Mennonite community that had never adapted industrial agricultural techniques. So I knew something from the past that has been viable. Actually, throughout history, civilization has raised its food, being very cooperative with the plants and animals and enhancing their strength to ward off fungi and insects and drought. And so I thought maybe we could return a bit to that.
How does that present to you? Just give us a little bit more on that, will you? That was the way you put that. I thought it was quite fascinating. Give us a little bit more on that philosophy, if you don't mind.
Well, industrial agriculture is a modern invention, and it actually closely follows warfare. A lot of the machinery and chemicals and practices, like the tractors and dive bombers, come from warfare put to use after peace has been declared. And in fact, industrial agriculture is waging war on whatever might lessen the production of the nutrition we want. And organic agriculture is the exact opposite, building strength in the plants through planting properly, manage appropriately with nutritious organic rich soil. So organic agriculture is working with nature to let the plants ward off what might lessen their production, and industrial agriculture is fighting against anything that might diminish production, but in the meantime is not always taking care of the health of the planet or the health of the individuals that consume the food.
My God, that's fascinating. I've never thought. I've been a farmer all my life, been around cows all my life. I'm a farmer, a dairy farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, and I've never put those two together, although as you told that story quite poetically, it makes nothing but sense when you think about it, and I never thought about it as a person who drives tractors and works on equipment, and I'm thinking about the noises and maybe what the actual drive was to make some of this equipment and how, yeah, I mean, I'm thinking about PTO-driven vehicles and how that was used in warfare to power some of the weapons of war. That's really a profound statement. I have to think about that for a few moments.
Well, it even goes further. You can tell whether a person is a farmer or has farming in its background by the way they listen and respond. People who don't have agriculture in their background learn to hone skills of using anger and aggressiveness to make their way in the world. A farmer never does. He learns with the plants and animals. Anger and aggression don't work. You need to respond quietly to the needs of the other, the plant, the animal, and you'll achieve success. So a farmer is a laid-back, good member of a community, even a member of a diverse community, mm-hmm. understanding that everybody's needs are met. There's no conflict, no need to go to war.
You know, this is really profound. I'm thinking about my own experience growing up on the farm. The man who was, my father is not from agriculture. My father's from South Boston and didn't have any connection. Never could really understand why I was so interested in the farm. The man who was my second father, a gentleman named Sam Mayo, was a very sensitive, sweet man who came from a long line. I think he was like the ninth generation farmer in his family, and he taught me how to love the animals and he didn't know. I mean, he didn't say this animal is loving. He just, his nature, the way he handled himself, the way he kindly treated the animals, it was something that I learned, and now it's my instinct. I won't let people hurt my animals. I don't slaughter them. I won't allow them to be treated with anything other than respect and dignity, because that's what they deserve. But a lot of people think I'm nuts because they're just cows or they're just animals.
The factory farm mentality, which
yeah.
is a factory. It's, you know, yeah. the first word in factory farm is it's an industrial factory,
yeah.
and
yeah.
that's a suit running that. That's not a farmer.
Yeah.
There's a big difference.
A number cruncher, yeah. All right, let's pause for a moment, and then I want to get into this whole business specifically of urban composting and recycling. Mr. Dunn is a fascinating fellow. Happy to have him here on this week's American Family Farmer on Good Day at 16 past the hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention women. New evidence shows that talcum powder products such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower to shower may cause ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-787-1748 right now. You may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Recently, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million in damages to the family of a woman who died of cancer she said was caused by the company's talcum powder. The jury found that Johnson & Johnson knew that these products could cause cancer and failed to warn consumers. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-787-1748. You may be entitled to cash compensation. Time is limited. Call 800-787-1748 now. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-787-1748. That's 800-787-1748. 800-787-1748.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation varies.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello? Awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit 1 cartridge per customer.
This is Good Day's American Family Farmer. Ken Dunn has joined me, and my Good Day co-host, Victoria Keelan. Our main focus and discussion is on urban composting, recycling, that sort of thing. I brought in Victoria, Ken, because she, as a resident of New York, has been composting. As a matter of fact, I think it was the first conversation we had. Give us a few seconds, Victoria, on what you're actually doing.
Well, and this is all because of my brother's lovely girlfriend, Paula. She is also a New Yorker. And when I told her that I started to juice a lot, she said, oh, you've got to compost all of the juicing scraps. And, you know, juicing leaves a lot of fruit stuff left over, pulp and everything. And I had no idea that you could compost that. And so I said, well, I don't know what to do. And so she sent me this whole thing, and it's Go Green New York, and it's run by the city. And it's incredible how many, there's like over 50 compost drop-off spots all around Manhattan and the 5 boroughs. And so it's so easy. I take all of my food scraps, I put it in a paper bag, and I leave them in the freezer. And once a week, I go down to the little farmer's market right near the Museum of Natural History, and I drop it off. And it's this wonderful sense of community, and everyone's there dropping off their compost. It's just... it's fabulous. I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah, well, it's one way of dealing with what people's needs are, for sure. We continue on the Good Day American Family Farmer. Ken Dunn is with us here. Good
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Let's keep going here on the Good Day American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen at 23 after the hour with Victoria Keelan. She and I are discussing urban composting with farmer Ken Dunn, who is in Chicago, grew up in Chicago, is creating organic gardens in Chicago. This is where it's all going. I don't know if all of farming is going this way, but I think, Ken, what you're doing is a reaction and not an overreaction to the big, the huge American agribusinesses that are presenting themselves. I'm going to bring in sort of an anecdotal conversation here that proves why this stuff is gaining as much momentum as it is. The other day, the lady in my life and I were talking about the various stores that we shop in. We go to Trader Joe's, we go to the Whole Foods Market, I once in a while go to Stop and Shop or to some of the local markets. And she said it's very hard to get good products because we eat very naturally. Like the other night we had a whole bunch of veggies and olive oil with some shrimp and a couple other pieces of fish. And, we were talking about how it is that we are finding the produce. And what I realized after thinking about it, going into all these markets as I do myself, the produce all come from the same place. It doesn't make any difference whether it's a low-end store or a mid-range store or a high-end grocery store. If you look at the labels, most all of the produce that's packaged comes from the same place. So whatever they're doing with a markup, we're getting the same stuff. And this is a direct, not indirect, but direct result of the consolidation of the American farm industry, the huge agribusinesses that are more and more controlling the sources of supply, no matter what it is that you're looking for. And so when people see things like you're creating in the urban environment and they're locavores, let's get on to this so we can have our own gardens. I don't know if you agree with my supposition there or not, but it's an observation that I find, frankly, interesting.
I do, and I think everybody agrees that we need to connect the consumer more closely with its producer. That's, you get more nutritious food that way when there's less travel, shipping, and processing. But also, throughout history, people have either grown their own food or known the people that grow their food. And I think we should go back to a rule like that, and we can only do that if we start producing more locally and return to some of the practices that have served civilization well throughout the ages, one of which is returning scrap nutrition back to the food cycle. And composting in New York City does that, and that's what we've developed here in the city of Chicago as well.
All right. So how does it, about a minute before I have to pause again, how does what you're doing directly affect the urban farmers? What are they doing with them? Do you bring the material to one location, people go find it there? Well, how does all of this work technically?
Well, the first thing that dictates our practice is that Chicago used to be an industrial city, and just through smokestack emissions, we find there is no soil in the city that is free enough of lead, arsenic, zinc, cadmium, atrazine that we would be comfortable with growing our food in. So what are we going to grow in here? Import soil from farms in the country that haven't suffered this industrial pollution? No. We capture the nutrition from the organic matter that's here in town to produce a compost, and we grow only in that compost. So connecting the completing the food cycle is necessary. So what we have evolved to now is we have five farms in the city, employ 5 to 10 people. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, now hold on just a second. We're going to pause for a moment and then come back to your description. This is Ken Dunn who's with us. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer on Good Day.
Vacations are a time for something more. More time to relax with family and friends. More memories to make. And now, Vantage's family of brands is giving you more hotels and rewards. From America's and Canada's Best Value Inn to Country Heart's signature Jameson and Lexington, Vantage has 1,200 hotels across North America to choose from. And our rewards program offers an instant 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. Go to VantageHotels.com and start your vacation with something more.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insured together. Saving money feels stress-free, mess-free, light as a feather. However, which should I drive? Depends on the weather. If it rains, take the car, because these pants are leather. Possibly pleather.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Hour now. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day American Family Farmer, a conversation devoted to the needs of the farming community. My experience in the farming community becomes part of the base, if you will, for my interest in doing this and then spreading the word around the country in various sources, whether it be through this program on the air on lots of great radio stations or the podcast of it. You can find all kinds of connections if you go to facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Maybe some of the conversations here. We're having Victoria Keelan, who's one of my co-hosts on the Good Day program, and Ken Dunn talking about urban composting, urban gardening in general. As a news note, there are a lot of things that are strange in American agriculture these days. The American beekeeper is one of the people, one of the groups of people. I have a friend here in my hometown who's a beekeeper. He informs me a lot about, it's a very tight-knit community. He finds himself, when the bees are doing quite well economically, but because there are all kinds of problems with the sprays, the pesticides, and stuff. But there's also something new, the bee rustler. Every year at this time, when pollinization season begins, there are thieves in the last 3 or 4 years that go out about the country. They find where the beehives are. I mean, I farm about 800 acres of land, Ken, and probably 4 or 5 different places there are bee colonies. They set them alongside the cornfields to obviously pollinate the corn. But last year or the year before, somebody came in and stole them all. And
wow.
So, well, this is about the bee shortage. You know, there's a really yeah. dramatic problem with bees in our country. And I found it interesting to see the bee industry is about a $1.8 billion industry nationwide. There are 1,500 apiaries, which own about 95% of the bees in the country. And there are another 60,000 hobbyists who have about 5% of the bees. So when I mean, it's becoming a fairly big business. And beekeepers are now having to guard or enclose the beehives because people are coming in and stealing the bees.
Well, raw honey is so expensive.
Well, it isn't just that. It's what the other benefits of having bees, of farmers, need them to make sure their crops all get pollinated. So,
well, the bees are endangered because of Monsanto and pesticides and all the things that are... You know,
that causes the endangerment, and now the further endangerment is people stealing them because mm-hmm. of the first chain of events causes, okay, I don't have any bees to do my stuff. I'm going to go steal some from somebody who's got them because you can't buy them. They're very expensive. Yeah. All right. So, Ken, we were talking. Ken Dunn is with us from Chicago. He's an urban composter and a recycler and an urban farmer. In talking about what you're doing, you grow a lot of tomatoes. So if I understand what you're doing, you have two things. You collect in your truck the garbage and bring it to a composting center, and or you use it yourself to grow things on your own space. Is that right?
Yes, and as I was saying, we complete the food cycle, which is much more reasonable when you have local production to produce all of our food hundreds of miles away and then sending the compost. Or the compostable material back to the farms doesn't make any sense. But when the food production is local, we can complete the cycle that the nutrition in our scraps can go back to the farms. So our process is actually working primarily in the devastated neighborhoods of this earlier industrial city that has become a rust belt. Many of our communities have 50% of the space vacant and often despoiled, and 50% of the population unemployed and injured by that. And there's organic matter and food waste abundance here in Chicago. So connecting all three which could be negative, into one positive, that vacant land gets cleaned up and beautified by farms. People get employment in their own neighborhood. Those neighborhoods get fresh produce at farm stands right there at the farm. And we're completing the food cycle. So our local production solves a number of problems. And I would almost argue there's no problem facing the modern world that can't be solved by getting back to the earlier economy of just producing what people need locally and find ways of exchanging that.
I would agree with that, too, yeah. And that's environmentally, you're helping the environment in so many ways. And one of the things I've learned from composting or saving my scraps to compost in New York City, the garbage amount, the number of times we have to take the garbage out is cut in half. So you're really helping the environment in so many ways through all the projects that you're doing, including even purifying the air by planting these urban gardens.
Yeah, so the thing that has evolved over this last 40 years is we produce on vacant land, providing the employment and beautification of the space, and sell two-thirds of the product to restaurants who then contract with us to take away their food waste and compost it and return the nutrition to them and selling them the produce. So this
is so great.
Great idea.
Oh, I love
terrific.
It.
But you know what it is, Ken and Victoria? It's a perfect example of what America has stood for in terms of entrepreneurial adventures. You know, I'm just waiting for some moronic a government official to come in and say, well, we have to inspect the places where you're putting all of the compost, and we have to know that what's in the compost is good for people. Meanwhile, we have chemical fertilizers all over the place spewing not only on the farms but running off into rivers. One of the things that really, and I don't like this term, really kills me, but maybe I mean it really annoys me as a family dairy farmer, I spread my manure on the cornfields and some of the hay fields that I use because, frankly, it's very good for them. I mix a combination of cow manure and horse manure, chicken manure, pig manure, anything that I can find, and mix it all up in this witch's brew, and it really, I mean, it smells awful, but yet it smells good. It's really good. I'm in a suburban area, so people get upset with me. They move into the area where my farm is because they love the bucolic views and stuff, but as soon as I start spreading manure, they start complaining about it. And fortunately, we're a right-to-farm community, so, you know, those people can go pound sand. But still, I wonder what you do, because there are bound to be people that are complaining in Chicago about something, because some people just have to complain about whatever. So, and the composting has to create some sort of odor and sort of residual stuff. What do you do to combat that if it is a problem?
Well, we've evolved a practice that is compatible with people living nearby. The food we collect, the food waste, often smells terrible. We don't stockpile it anywhere, ever. It goes directly from the collection truck. The variety of smells that you would get in putrid waste goes immediately into a grinder with the proper balance of drier carbon material that will complement the rich nitrogen-rich wet material. Yeah. And as it goes through the grinder, it gets reduced to small particle size and great mixture, so that what comes out has no smell whatever, unless you could kind of detect in putting it up to your nose as an earthy smell. So the smelly meat or rotted vegetables smell does not remain, but we have a mixture that immediately heats up to 160 degrees to start the composting process within 24 hours. And so we've eliminated the danger of smells from composting by doing an industrial process. This is a $200,000 grinder that runs all this stuff through, which includes sometimes some frozen turkeys, at other times a green side of beef. And it all becomes material that's composting immediately, and within 60 days can be taken to our farm, the nutrition available again for food production.
Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. Really, everything is going around and around, and this is what a lot of people fail. Everybody who thinks that the grocery store is where the food comes from needs to listen to a little bit more of this. Stand by. A few more words from Ken Dunn, our urban composter here, as we talk about on the American Family Farmer, the essence of needs that people have. Where does food come from? How do you grow it? How do you get your own? That sort of thing. It reminds me of something else that I want to spend a moment telling you about. That's the ergonomics of the My Pillow, the pillow that has the perfect fit. A fellow named Mike Lindell used to make pillows for other companies, and he decided, well, I don't want to do this. I want to sell them myself. So he does. And this is the perfect pillow because not only is it made in America, it uses fabric or it uses filler that you can maneuver to support your head, your neck. It doesn't make any difference what you want. This will give you a good night's sleep. The patented fill stays put, and therefore you will rest much better than you have. So, with that information, armed with that info, here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow and get another one free. Two for the price of one by dialing 800-874-8985. What a great idea. 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for Doug Steffen for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Get a MyPillow for you. You pay for it. Get an extra one free. 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello? Awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping implied. Limit 1 cartridge per customer.
At GEICO, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the GEICO mobile app. And to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
By Jiminy, GEICO could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows, maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device. We'll call them online quotes.
See? Forward-thinking.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
This report is brought to you by Dreft. Spring is here. Temperatures are on the rise. And after a long winter indoors, parents and their little ones are spending more time outside. The spring season brings more allergens to the air, and rising temperatures can trigger skin irritations. With all this in mind, it's important that parents seek out solutions that are gentle on babies' sensitive skin. Dr. Diane Hess, pediatrician and medical director of Gramercy Pediatrics.
As both a pediatrician and a mother, I know just how sensitive a baby's skin can be. Since clothes are in direct contact with the baby's skin, I always suggest parents to wash clothes with a specially formulated product like Dreft. It's gentle and hypoallergenic on baby's skin, and it comes with a scent that I love, and it remains safe for babies.
Dreft detergent is the number one choice of pediatricians and has been trusted by moms for 80 years to make their baby's fabrics feel clean and soft. For more tips, visit www.dreft.com. That's www.dreft.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
All right, we've had time with Ken Dunn, who is an urban composter. You can go to resourcecenterchicago.org if you feel like this is something. I sense, and I was actually thinking about this myself, some entrepreneurial farmers could do this. I remember as a kid, we used to go around to the grocery stores, all the stores, pick up the garbage and feed it to the pigs. We didn't compost it, but now this is another way of dealing with that reality. And Ken Dunn has done such a great job of presenting it. It's an inspiration for people in cities and communities, not to be a city, to try to do this same thing with our resources. So Resource Center Chicago, all one word, resourcecenterchicago.org to find out more about this. Ken, in a 60-second summary, where do you think this is going for you and in the greater sense of how it can be used? Is the sky the limit for you and for this idea?
Well, starting with the notion that farmers know something about relating to the planet and to the animals and the plants that urban citizens don't know, I think we have the solution to many of the problems that face the world just in bringing our food production back locally, everybody eating food that they produce themselves or know who produce it. We can stop thinking we need more experts on conflict resolution. Farmers know it's just listen to the other and respond appropriately, including their needs as well as our own needs. So
yep.
I would say let's start eating locally and knowing our farmer.
Yep. Thank you. Ken Dunn from ResourceCenterChicago.org here. Thank you, Victoria Keelan, on the Good Day program. Good Day's American Family Farmer.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Kids doing chores on the farm. Stay tuned for the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
As a soybean grower, what's it mean when DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go?
We deliver seed when, where, and how you need it.
We have varieties that stand up to sudden death syndrome, SCN, and many others.
Your local Pioneer team is on call to deliver the service, products, and information you need for your soybean acres.
You call, we're there.
Pioneer brand soybeans are built to produce and protect yield on your ground year after year. Pioneer, with you from the word go. When DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go, what's that mean? It means we pack a ton of people power into our high-performance hybrids.
We provide unmatched service and support.
Sure, Pioneer brand corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's our team of professionals that helps place the right products in your fields.
I know my customers' fields, and I know how to get the most out of every acre.
By understanding the local landscape, we're able to help you maximize yield potential. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
When I first learned to drive a tractor, I remember needing to slide down off the seat in order to press the clutch pedal. Successful Farming Family and Farmstead editor Lisa Faust Prater hopes kids wouldn't do that today. She recommends using a job safety analysis to help pick chore assignments for the kids. Download one at agriculture.com/JSA.
Breaking it down step by step just really helps to nail down the hazards with each step and really make clear what steps you need to take to avoid being injured.
Faust Prater also warns against having the kids with you when you're doing chores.
The kids are running around in the area where mom is, and there's just so much opportunity for them to get injured.
For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
their Growing Point agronomy trials and information provide insights to help growers increase yields through better crop management. With one of those solutions is DuPont Pioneer Agronomy Research Manager Andy Hegenstaller to discuss Encirca Fertility, Product Knowledge Foundation Characterization.
Proper soil fertility management is critical for achieving crop genetic yield potential and maximizing farm profitability. In spite of this, recently released aggregate soil test data indicates that phosphorus and potassium fertility levels are below optimum levels in many fields across the central U.S. Record yield levels and lower commodity prices over the past couple years are likely two drivers for why we're seeing less than optimal fertility in many areas. With record yields come record nutrient removal rate.
What trials or testing is Pioneer doing to better identify certain issues and also provide recommendations?
So at Pioneer, we conduct over 10,000 Growing Point agronomy trials each year. And this year, in 2016, in order to follow up on what we're seeing on this soil fertility information, we're going to collect soil samples from a subset of these on-farm trials to really look more closely at the relationship between phosphorus and potassium soil test levels and yield, and then also to determine the extent to which soil fertility is limiting crop productivity in corn production. Ultimately, what we want to do with this project is to be able to collect information that we can share with growers to help them better understand the balance between managing input costs around fertilizer application and maximizing revenue when they're making their fertilizer rate decisions. In the end, saving $10 an acre on a fertilizer expense bill isn't going to pencil out if it ends up costing $5 an acre. But at the same time, building soil fertility levels above the critical thresholds to benefit future crops, that's probably not also in the best interest of most growers today. So we want to look at those nutrient levels and the yield levels and use that information to help balance the nutrient checkbook, so to speak. To this end, Pioneer recently released a new software tool that growers can also access to help make soil fertility decisions. The Encirca Yield Fertility Management Service combines yield and soil test data with fertilizer cost information, and that with those things, the grower can allocate nutrients based on the potential return on fertilizer investment for different management zones in the field. Really, at the end of the day, what it does is the Encirca tool generates variable rate applications that are based on integrating the agronomic and economic factors that drive profitability. So we're considering those soil tests, the yield data, and the market price of both the crop and the nutrient that's going to be used. And in the current market, precise soil fertility management is going to be more important than ever. If you'd like to learn more about the Encirca Fertility Service or Pioneer's on-farm research, contact your local Pioneer sales rep or visit Encirca.com.
Thanks, Andy. Check back next month as we feature more crop management insights from the agronomy team at DuPont Pioneer.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.